237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, whether it's indoors or out, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like to receive our newsletter, go to the website, paulparent.com, sign up for it, and every Thursday you will receive a copy of the newsletter. This week we did hickory after Andrew Jackson, who was known as Old Hickory, a great tree, strong tree. We talked about the cherry blossoms after George Washington, and a great indoor tropical plant for where you get a lot of sun and a lot of heat, called the pencil tree. Some people call it the pencil cactus. And it's a great looking, very unusual plant. I love it. I have one at my home. And it's just different looking than anything else that you've ever had. This coming week, we're going to talk about strawberries. We're going to talk about a tree called stewardia. And I'm looking for one more idea. So if there's something you'd like me to really give you a lot of detail about, call us. 800-259-9231, and we'll try and work it in for you this coming week. This time of the year, I know we're getting anxious, but I want to give you some ideas of some of the plants that are going to be coming into bloom. And one of the plants that will be coming out very shortly and can be very, very difficult is the wisteria plant. It's a wonderful vine, and a lot of people love it, but it's very difficult to get it to bloom. And I need to tell you some information on how to make that plant bloom. First of all, it blooms better if it's under stress. If it gets everything it wants, all the food, all the water, all the sunshine, mulch, and everything else, it will grow nothing but foliage and vine, and you won't get a lot of blooms. So you've got to give it a tough time, put it in stress, and then it will bloom for you. So if you buy a wisteria, you can buy it as a vine or as a tree. And what they've done is they've planted the seed, grew a vine, got it up to the size that they want, and then pinched it to stop it from getting longer, because it really is a vine. And then by pinching it, it produced side branches. The side branches were additionally pinched to control the side, to create a top or a head to it. So you can buy it that way or as a vine. Now, once you buy it, if the diameter of the trunk is under 1.5 to 2 inches, figure it will take between 3 and 5 years growing in your yard or garden before it will flower. It takes a long time to get caught and establish in your yard. So when you plant the wisteria, the more sun you can give it, the better. It needs a rich soil so that the roots can really get out. And you have to say to yourself, they normally bloom in the New England, New York area, around Mother's Day. If there's no flowers after the Mother's Day holiday, you need to cut it back to control the size and to help the trunk to become larger. So pruning is mandatory. The other thing, during June, July, and August, water, 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 because that's where it's making the flower buds. And if you can give it plenty of water, it will make buds. Okay, Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Pat from Maine, who has a question about birds.
Hey, Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hi. How exciting to get through. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been talking about birds earlier on, and I wanted to ask a question about mine. I feed the birds outside, and I keep seed in the feeder and suet, and I always try to keep it up for sure all during the coldest months. But come this time of year, I have a problem with blue jays. In addition to eating at my feeder, they seem to be attacking the house. They attach themselves to the side of the house and they peck at the paint, and they've actually done quite a lot of damage. And I'd like to know what they're after when they're pecking at the side of the house. And at this point now, I need to repaint my house. And I'm wondering if I should treat it with something or what I can do in the future to prevent whatever it is they're trying to get at to eat.
Huh. It sounds like there must be. Now, they're doing this pecking at this time of the year on the side of your house?
They just started it. I just noticed in the past, a little over a week ago, it was the same time of year last year that they did it, and I started noticing the problem, and now they're at it again.
I personally do not know. I know my dad had a problem like this. He built a new garage, and he had the Blue Jays doing the same thing. I'll tell you what I'll do, Pat. I'm going to call C. Ann after the show and see what she can find out for us, and I will have her report next Sunday what to do. But I know what was happening with my dad's house. He lived in Scituate, Massachusetts, so he was warmer than my house in Maine. And the Blue Jays were pecking at it and early. And he seemed to think that there were insects that were coming out with the nice sunny days and just sitting on the side of the house where it was warm to keep that heat on them. But like you, they were making holes on the side of the house. And I forgot what he put on the house that stopped it. But I will call CN after the show, and we'll get her on next Sunday to try and give you some help with that. Because if they're taking the paint off and they're making holes, if they make a hole in your shingle, when it rains, the water's going to go in that hole, and it's going to break down the shingle a lot faster. So we'll call CN and birds holes. Okay, we'll take care of that for you, and we'll get back to you next Sunday. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about a monkey puzzle tree.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I found with my wisteria, it loves my wood ash. Found it out by
it
accident
loves?
Several years ago. Wood ash from the wood stove.
Okay.
It gives them the deepest, richest, bluest color.
Wow.
Purple.
Okay.
Yeah, wood ash. And I, by accident, I had no place else to dump it. So I was just dumping it there. And the next season they came out, and maybe it was by accident, what have you, but the bluest wisteria.
Fabulous. Thank you.
And mine are up and over the telephone pole. Mine are large. They're huge. But they're liking the wood ash, so I'm going to continue that.
Yeah.
And you were looking for, yeah, they love it. You were looking for another thing for the for next week's newsletter, a monkey puzzle tree.
You have chosen one of my favorite trees monkey puzzle.
No kidding.
Oh, monkey I love puzzle. That plant.
And people look at me like I am crazy. I am from Cape Cod, and they look at me like I'm crazy when I go in and ask for a monkey puzzle tree. And I very seriously, you know, do you have a monkey puzzle tree? No.
I will tell you something, Mary. Several years ago, I was at a man's house in Duxbury.
Mm-hmm.
And I was helping him with designing his property, and I just happened to look over his fence at the neighbor's house, and it blew my mind because this man had a monkey puzzle tree planted in the ground in Duxbury, Massachusetts, overlooking Duxbury Bay, and this tree was about 6 to 10 inches in diameter, and it was growing in Duxbury. And it's not supposed to, but it must have been the ocean, the trees around it. When we come back, I'll tell you how unique this plant is. It's not just the name, which is great, but the foliage, the monkey puzzle. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about a monkey puzzle tree, and a monkey puzzle tree you would find with tropical plants. It's a plant that on the West Coast, all the way to Oregon, is a hardy plant near the water. Down south, it's hardy into Georgia and all the way down to Florida. But it's a plant that grows similar in shape to the Norfolk Island pine, single stem. And you look at the Norfolk Island pine, it has a lot of small branches coming off of the main leader. It grows in that shape and texture, except that the needles or leaves are triangular in shape. The plant is evergreen. There's no blooms. It's, you know, just like growing a pine tree in your yard. But the foliage is what makes it unique, and they're sharp. They're pointed. So if you want something that's unique, this is a great plant for you to put in with the rest of your tropical plants. Very, very unique and a lot of character for you. So look for it. And any of the greenhouses that sell tropical plants can get you a monkey puzzle tree, because it is that easy to get. But it's unique. It's different. It's not something that's going to be winter hardy where you live. Again, it's a more southern, more tropical in appearance. But it's something that you can enjoy. Talking about plants that are unique and different to grow in your yard, with the springtime arriving, you want something different. In bloom, starting at this time of the year on Cape Cod, is witch hazel. And witch hazel is also winter hardy in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. New York State, New Jersey, Delaware. It's a great plant, and it's one of the very first shrubs to come into bloom. Another one that, if you're looking for unique, is a plant called a bottle brush plant. And it's hardy all over the Northeast and South. The plant will grow about 3 to 4 feet tall. It's a plant that has a flower that's white in color. in the springtime, and the flower is in the shape of a bottle brush that you would clean the baby's bottle. You know, the formula from the baby's bottle gets stuck on there. You need a long brush on the tube. This is what the bloom looks like, and it's pure white. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's an early flower. It's not something that a lot of nurseries carry, but if you ask for it, they can get it for you. And it's very different. It's very unique. It will add a lot of texture and uniqueness to your garden. It will stand out in the rest of your bed. You often see them in flower shows because they are truly eye-catching. That's one of the reasons that we want you to go to the flower show. In Rhode Island, having their show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's at the Convention Center right off of Route 95. Opening day is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's only 4 days. They're working on putting it together right now. And believe me, if you want a taste of the spring, no matter where you live, it's worth the ride to go see the Rhode Island State Flower Show at the Providence Convention Center. It's right in downtown Providence. It's like 2 miles from 95. And it's a wonderful, safe city. You can walk around. There's shopping. There's a big mall right next door. So go to the show. Get some ideas. Bring a pad of paper, a pen, and bring plenty of paper because the people are there to tell you about their displays, lectures. You can learn a lot and get your yard ready for the up-and-coming spring season. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Alan from Maine, who has a question about light blight and also an arborvitae.
Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. One about late blight, and I can't for the life of me remember what needed to combat that. And also...
Okay.
I have a ball arborvitae that's getting brown on the bottom, and I was wondering what I could do to counteract that, and also when should I trim the arborvitae?
Okay. Now, you say it's brown on the bottom. Is it the foliage, or is it just on the inside of the plant?
No, it's the foliage, and it's pretty bare on the bottom. It's no longer a ball. It's grown taller, but the bottom part has just brown foliage.
Okay, and how large is the plant?
It's about 4.5 feet high.
Okay, so it's still a small plant at this point then.
Yeah.
Okay, now do you have dogs?
No.
You don't? Okay. What I would do is there's a good chance that there are still some buds on that plant that will produce some new growth. So what I would do is take your thumbnail, scratch through the bark where it's brown, and if there's green underneath the bark, then there's a very, very good chance that in the spring the buds are going to break open, and you'll have some nice new growth that will replace what has turned brown. It could be winter damage from the sun reflecting on the snow, causing it. And from the sun, the snow, the wind, you do get some browning now and then. So I think if you just scratch it, if it's green, it's going to come back. If it's brown underneath, then it is not going to come back at all. Then you can remove it. Give it a good feed with something like Holly Tone during late March, early April. You know, when the snow's gone and the ground has warmed up, Holly Tone will really help a great deal. Now for blight. There is a great product. The name of the company is Natural Industries. And they're out of Texas, and they do a lot of research with the universities. And they came up with a product a couple years ago called Actinovate. A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. And Actinovate is a bacteria that will control blight. You can use it in the lawn, you can use it in the vegetable garden, and Actinovate is what keeps the blight from hitting your tomatoes. Remember a couple of years ago that because of the weather and because of the infected plants that were being shipped into your area, and these plants were brought in into the box stores. Not from your local greenhouses, not from your garden center, but they were brought in into the box stores until the state of Massachusetts and Maine detected the problem. But by then it was too late. But Actinovate, if you put that around your tomato plants when you're planting, it will make a big, big difference. They now have another product called Actinoion. And this is a product that will also fertilize and help to control diseases in the soil. But the name of the company is Natural Industries. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and then when the page comes up, click on sponsors and scroll down, and it will give you all of the information about these products. They're coming out with a new product, two new products, one for your compost pile that will help to break down the compost in like half the time. And if you have thatch in your lawn, you can put this product down, and it will dissolve the thatch, turning it to soil to help your grass to grow better. And it's not a chemical. They're all microbes and bacteria that are found in the soil, but they raise these microbes in a laboratory so that they're in much greater numbers, and they will do the job a lot faster. Thank you, Alan. We appreciate the phone call. Very, very timely. And it's good to get that information out right now. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ben from Rhode Island, who has a question about some flowers.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
No, Ben from Lawrence.
Yes.
No, not Rhode Island.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, I have a couple of questions for you. I've got a plant here. It's a hanging plant I've had about 3 years. I keep calling it rhododendron. I believe it's a philodendron.
Philodendron, yes.
Right, okay. I'm wondering, should I feed that through the winter with a little Osmocult or Miracle-Gro?
Yeah, all of your tropical plants, for the most part, will benefit from a little bit of Miracle-Gro on a monthly basis during the winter months.
Okay.
Now, your days are getting longer, and what I do for the bulk of my tropical plants is I feed them with Osmocote around April 1st. And Osmocote, you can buy two different types. There's one that will last for 3 months and one that will last for 6 months. So if you put the Osmocote on like English ivy, Wandering Jew, Boston ferns, Peperomia, spider plants, if you do that April 1st, and you used a good long-lasting April, May, June, July, August, September. And then in September, if it's something that doesn't need to go dormant, do it again. And that way, every time you water that plant, it gets fed. So that means that you don't have to take some product, mix it with water, stir it all up, and then apply it. It's done all by itself. And that's what's so great about this Osmocote product. Very unique. And most of the large greenhouses that grow hanging baskets, that grow tropical plants, use Osmocote, because it saves them a lot of work and the plant gets fed on a regular basis. So you give that a try. You're going to really like it. And then, as we get into the spring, the days are getting longer, you can hit them with a side dress of Miracle-Gro to try and motivate them to, you know, wake up. Spring is here. Get your flower buds ready. Start to make the new growth and really grow. So Osmocote is for steady feed all year. Push it with Miracle-Gro. There's another product that's more and more available now called Super Root and Bloom. It's made by Fertilome. And this is a company out of Texas. And they're normally just in garden centers. But if you have a flower garden or a vegetable garden and you want to get more flowers, and if it's a vegetable garden, the more flowers, the more fruit, you'll look for this. Super Root and Bloom. The name of the company is Fertilome. It's absolutely wonderful. If you need some help, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's next?
This is Evelyn from Massachusetts, who has a question about vines.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling from Marlboro, Massachusetts. And
thank
I just
you.
Listened to the about the wisteria trees and vines that you have spoke, and it didn't cover my problem. So I'm calling you back on this again. I
okay.
have a five-year-old wisteria tree. It's called Wisteria sinensis purple tree form. And I did
yes.
purchase it from a nice, reputable nursery in
okay.
the local town. But every week I have to prune it back because the vines grow to the ground. And also the leaves cover the blooms. It started to bloom last year, beautiful blooms, but the leaves grow so fast. And when I purchased it, they told me that it wouldn't have as many leaves. You would see the bloom, and this is not happening, obviously.
Okay. What I want you to do, Evelyn, is this. It should be in full bloom with very, very few leaves, normally around Mother's Day. And then if it's well-established and it's healthy, you'll get a couple flowers here and there during the summer. And what I try to do with the wisteria, I worked at a nursery in Scituate, Massachusetts, called Kennedy's Country Gardens. And when I worked there, I raised the most beautiful wisteria. It was the show point of the nursery in May. And it had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of blooms on it. And it would bloom at Mother's Day. And then, as you said, it would make all kinds of new growth. And what I would do is the 4th of July, I would remove about 75% of the new growth. I would really cut it back. And it forced the trunk and the stems and the branches to get thicker and larger and stronger. And that way I could control the shape of that plant. If you prune it during August and during September, you're removing the buds for the following year. So let it bloom like crazy in May. And then in June, a little, if you see that one branch is really taking off, cut it back. But then the 4th of July is when I would look at it and I would decide of the shape that I wanted it. If I wanted it to be a little bit more spreading with a mounding top, then I would hand prune it. I didn't use loppers. I used hand pruners. And I would cut each branch. And when I got done, I really whacked it back pretty hard. Then I fed it with a phosphorus fertilizer, and you can use mycorrhizae instead. And I gave it a lot of water during July and August when it was hot. And it would make some growth. It would probably make maybe a foot, maybe a little bit more. But you can't prune those branches because during July, August, and September, it's making the flower buds for the following spring. And if you whack it back at that point, you're removing all of the flower buds. So a heavy pruning, early July, lots of water. If you can put the mycorrhiza on it, whether it's the powder or the liquid, it will make a big, big difference. If we can help you, call us right now. We only got about 15 minutes left. 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lynn from Kittery, Maine, who has a question about lilacs.
Lynn, good morning. You'll be smelling them before you know it.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have some very well-established lilacs, and they're probably 15 feet high. This year they didn't produce as many blossoms as the year before. I'd like to trim them back. I don't know when, and I don't know if I can cut off 4 feet, 6 feet. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay. Lilacs, if you prune them back now, you will definitely lose all the flower buds because the flower buds are on the very tips of all of the new growth made this year. And you can control the height and the spread of your lilacs very, very easy. But what you want to do is wait until the blooming time for your plants. When you start to see them coming in bloom, that's when you want to do the pruning on the non-blooming branches. So if you got a branch that's got a bloom on it, leave that branch alone. Any of the others that are not blooming, whack them back. Don't be scared. Grab your pruners, grab the saw, and say to the tree, I'm doing this for your own good. And then you can give it a real good haircut. It will stimulate new growth to develop from the base of the plant, from the sides of the branches. You want to fertilize it with a good product like Plant Tone, which is a slow-release organic fertilizer that you can use on everything that loses its foliage during the winter. And the other thing that you always want to remember, lilacs want the sun, and they love a sweet soil. So if you or you have a neighbor that has a wood-burning stove or you have a fireplace, save that wood ash. And in the springtime or even during the winter, if you can get out there, you cannot put too much wood ash around lilacs. They just love it. And if you've got a clump that, let's say, is 6 feet tall, 5-6 feet wide, you could put a dozen or more handfuls around it. So you could take like a 5-gallon bucket, and that bucket would do 3 or 4 trees. So you can really put a lot of wood ash around that clump. The sweeter the soil, the better that lilac is going to grow. But if, don't prune it right now, because you could be removing all the flower buds. So let it come into bloom. And when you notice that there's a big fat bud, and that's making a flower bud, and a branch right next to it is not, say, I'm doing this for your own good, and cut it back. And it will make it thicker, fuller, and in the long run will give you a lot more flowers, because you're making the plant thicker and fuller with more branches that will give you more flowers. Thank you. Real good question at this time of the year. And again, clean out your wood stove, your fireplaces, and put that wood ash around your lilac clumps. And if you've got a big one, you cannot over apply lime to lilacs and clematis. Both those plants love a sweet soil. Don, I think we can take one more phone call.
All right, we have, let me see here, Marion from Rhode Island, who has a question about a begonia.
Marion, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a begonia which has leaves shaped like a snail. They turn round and round, and they finally stop. It's beautiful. It's two colors, silver and sort of brownish. When I got it from a reputable plant shop store, I took it home, of course, and noticed it was covered underneath the leaves with white bugs flying around. So I couldn't get all those white bugs off, so I stripped all the leaves but one. Evidently, I left a good crown there. And at this point, it's just lush and wonderful. What can I do to make sure it stays that way?
The best and the safest product on the market is called All Season Oil. Go to your local garden center. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's a highly, highly refined oil product that smothers and will make the leaves shine at the same time.